Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my saga, All Bow to Joseph, where you are seeing a transformation of a man who's been ripped from his family as a youth, sold into slavery, then thrown into jail for a crime he did not commit. Now God has him before Pharaoh, the greatest king of his time. What will happen next? Ask. Joseph has just finished interpreting Pharaoh's dream, but he did not stop there. Oh, great Pharaoh, my God has given you this dream so that you may avert disaster in your kingdom. Action needs to be taken now as Egypt enters the 7 years of plenty. Pharaoh needs to find a man discerning and wise and set him over all of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance to prepare for the time of famine and store up Egypt's abundance for the years of starvation. This proposal seemed like a good idea to Pharaoh. Though, where to find such a man? Pharaoh was silent for a time while he sized up Joseph. Where do you think we can find a man like this with a divine spirit and a connection with this God who gave me this vision? It is your God who has delivered me, the man who will guide Egypt through this difficult time. You, Joseph, are discerning and wise, and I shall put you over Egypt as my right-hand man to deal with this coming crisis. Pharaoh took off his signet ring and put it on Joseph's right hand, thus making Joseph the second most powerful man in Egypt. Pharaoh changed Joseph's name to Zephathan-Paneth and gave him an Egyptian wife, along with the authority of being the second in command in the kingdom of Pharaoh. He personally put a gold chain around the neck of this 30-year-old man, now Lord of Egypt, whom all will now bow their knee to him, both great and small in the kingdom of Egypt. The dream Joseph had when he was just 17 years old is starting to be fulfilled through the providence of his God. Now, second to only the Pharaoh in the kingdom of Egypt, all will bow to him. Only part of the dream has yet to be fulfilled, and that is his brothers and his parents will bow down to him. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.